This is an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. To learn more about what we do, visit rtrfm.com.au.
This is something that's not spoken about at all. As Black folders navigating through uni, we don't get to live in these situations. No. We have to survive in them.
And yeah, now we're here.
Now we're here. We made it this far. Hiya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast, a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Borloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our Black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as Black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Hey, you mob.
It's IJ.
And Shah.
And welcome back to the Sovereign Podcast.
Whoop, whoop. It's been a long time.
We're finally
back
reunion.
Together.
Oh, because God, we it would have been Leanne and me, you and Amber.
Or
is it?
Is it? I don't know the layout.
We don't know.
Danny knows. Danny knows when happening. This is coming out.
But lots has been happening.
Lots has been happening. We've been crazy. We've been all over the
place. You're going to America soon?
I'm going to America next week. Oh my God, don't bring that up.
Sorry.
You know why I say don't bring that up? People have been telling me horror stories.
Oh, no.
Don't check the news there. I'm like, so there's like other countries and then there's America, which just seems like
its own thing.
Oh my God, so dystopian. There's no free healthcare. So I had to pay travel insurance.
Yeah, I saw someone say, oh my God, I paid $1,300 for a head scan in Australia. I would pay like $13,000 in America. And I'm like,
are you serious?
What?
Yeah. Hopefully I don't get into major accidents, but no. I just spent so much on travel insurance.
That's
I want to
smart,
cry.
Though.
No, because I'm clumsy. I'm clumsy.
And like just you can't control the world. You don't know what you might be around.
What if I fall over and break an ankle or something? Like that's my biggest fear in America. The pavements don't look even. Like they don't.
Where like what state are you going to?
I will be heading to, oh my God, I'll be going to San Francisco. I'll be spending some time there. I know, I'm so excited. And then that I'll be so in exciting. LA, obviously typical LA. Everyone needs to go to LA.
Erewhon.
I want to go.
Girl, do you know what? You don't need to go to Erewhon to see something like that. You don't need to go to LA. We got our own. Jump over to Herdsman Lake. jump over to them
Bridgie.
Little specialty
places. We have Erewhons here, but I'm just curious
the
to
cut
know.
Up fruit.
You know what I don't
salads.
Understand? Americans eat dry food.
What do you mean?
So, like, their Erewhon looks like dry food. Every time they do a mukbang, they eat the chicken. It looks dry and unseasoned. They eat the bread. I'm like, what is going on? And then there's, like, other fast food joints that just look so dry. And I'm like, maybe I'm going to stick to, like, eating her. I mean, I'm seeing my auntie, so she'll make me some
good
homemade
food.
But then San Francisco, LA,
oh
and then
God.
New York, which I'm so excited about.
Oh, my
about.
God. I already know the socials are going to pop off. I'm so
Girl,
angry
have
at
outfits,
you for that.
Guys. No, I mean, like, look.
Have a bagel and a coffee.
Have a bagel and a coffee.
Have your Gossip Girl moment.
Exactly.
Oh my
East
God,
Brooklyn
stop.
Or something.
Yeah, you need to have your Gossip Girl moment.
Yeah.
I was watching, I don't want to talk about why, what? I was watching the three, like, Planet of the Apes movies or whatever. Like,
Wallah, IJ, I'm scared of them. I can't watch them.
No, but
the trailer
the
comes
one,
up.
In
I
the
can't
first
look.
One, the San Francisco Bridge gets, like, taken over by the gorillas and the apes. And I was like, damn, if all the movies lived in the same universe, that poor bridge
that
has
poor
been
bridge.
Destructed and I built know. Again.
Same
like,
with
100 times over.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge. New York City.
City's
just been,
oh
Empire State Building's been whacked and smashed.
100%. There's oh been like so much mayhem happening in movies in
yeah.
America.
Oh my gosh, you need to take photos of like mega sized things in like your little hands. Like, you know how they have like huge drinks and like they have like huge
a grand
things.
Oh, like a grand like a I guess
yeah,
in other terms like a big large
big
meal
coffees,
or something big coffees.
Like a big soda. You need to try
Wingstop.
No.
That's I'm so excited about Wingstop.
You know how you know that American like soda shops Have you heard of that?
Bodegas?
No, no, not a bodega. It's popular in Utah, but amongst Mormons, because they're not allowed to drink coffee. It's like where they get, like, they have sodas and they have all these infusions for sodas.
Okay.
And they put, like, cream on Coke and, like, flavors into their sodas.
And they're,
like,
mega.
Like, I don't know how their mob don't have heart disease.
I don't know either. America's just walking diabetes, I'll be honest. I don't know. I feel like their food looks processed.
It is.
I'll try getting a big soda. Now, I'm just excited to talk with an Australian accent because I look brown. I'm brown.
Yeah.
Imagine having that's a double whammy for a white American. They'll be like, she has an Australian accent, but she's brown.
What is it?
What is that going on?
I'm seeing my people. I'm not hearing my people. I have an issue where I like catch on to people's accents and I start speaking in the accents. It's really good.
Come back on this podcast.
Hey guys, it's Charlene.
Hey guys. I was coming back from California and like a lot of Australian celebrities that actually live, like the kid Leroy, I can't recognize his accent anymore.
It blends.
It's so American.
The 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yes.
Members.
All of them sound so
funny
American.
Funny accents. Troye Sivan a little bit.
Yeah. Everyone's getting influenced.
I mean, if I heard it all the time.
Probably. Or maybe it's easier for people to understand them. Australian accents are so
true.
Hard to understand.
I've heard like sometimes you have to go like water.
Water.
Or if you say water, like they don't, it doesn't register
it
in their head.
It doesn't click.
Yeah.
Oh, the world evolves around them. They're so stupid.
I really want you to keep your eye out for like interesting names as well. Because my counsellor, my old counsellor, like used to work in America and like she had really funky named people like... Like, I told you that girl called Absidy, A-B-C-D-E.
I'm
like,
so confused by that. Absidy. I'm so excited. Okay, I'll keep my eye out. Like, Nara Smith core.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What? Lucky Blue Smith.
Whimsy Lou was her new one.
Yeah.
I saw a funny meme. I just want to share this because it's hilarious.
I see so many. I saw, like, a car factory, and it's like Nara Smith when her kid turns 16 and wants a car.
That one's perfect. You know, I saw one of the comments in her videos was like she was making like something from scratch, obviously. I think ice cream or something. And then one of the top comments was, Nara, please make us electricity from scratch in Sambia. We need electricity in Africa. God. Please make us from scratch. I'm like dying. But I found this little meme and it's like her daughter's name was it Whimsy Lou?
That's the new one.
That's a new one. And then I found this meme that's like, I find Nara Smith to her daughter when she's not like cooperating. I find your lack of whimsy disturbing. There's just so much funny, like Slim Easy.
Do you know that like Nara Smith also receives a lot of hate, and I see a lot of people saying it's unwarranted.
Yeah,
I feel like it kind of is, unless I'm missing out on some big scandal. Like, are we just hating on her because she makes things from scratch and names her kids funny names? Like, I know it's like, I think it's funny.
But,
like, I don't hate her.
I don't hate her
unless she's done something wrong, but I don't think she has.
She hasn't been cancelled, which
no.
I'm happy for. I'm happy for her. It's just mind-boggling to me how people do hate on her as well. Like, I can't hate her.
Everyone hates everyone on the internet, though.
At the moment, especially.
True.
But I just think she's an icon. I love her.
I do. You know what I do like? That she was, like, 9 months pregnant, and she was getting up and doing her makeup.
She was looking nice.
Mm. She was bloody flat ironing her hair. I was like, damn.
I know.
I don't do that even for special occasions.
Exactly.
Like, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah. People like do deep dives into her life. Again, they're trying to find a way to hate her.
Yeah, I saw she used to do modeling and
stuff. She used to do modeling. And like, I think someone was like defending her need to do that because people were like, how does she, because you know, everyone's like, oh, she's so put together. How? Why are you hating on her being put together? But anyways, someone did a deep dive and was like, oh, it's because she's European and that's just how she grew up.
Oh.
She's apparently German.
Yeah, she's like half German.
Half German, half South
assuming like African, yeah.
But yeah, after watching that video, like people are just trying to hate her, but I don't think you can. She's just iconic.
True. I mean, she doesn't do anything bad in my books.
I know. What a queen. We love her.
Yeah, we blessed in the West, no doubt. North to the South, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now. But that is the essence of today's episode, I guess. We're just catching up, just yarning.
Just random yarns.
I feel like that's a good episode. Like,
it's
just a
fun.
Yarn.
Yeah. Because we haven't seen each other in a long time and we were in the same city one occasion.
Yeah, on my solo that I mentioned that we were going to Melbourne to the same festival. So, yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that festival, the artist,
you
the
go
setup
first.
Or anything?
You go first because I want to hear your story.
Okay, well, the festival in Melbourne. Okay. I already paid. I don't know about Charlene, but I made the mistake of getting tickets before I found out there was a Perth show. Like, I bought tickets, bought Melbourne flights, and then they announced the Perth show, and I was like, oh, never mind.
That's always last.
And then once, because Melbourne was like third on the list of the tour, everyone was realizing that it's got a gate between VIP and GA.
Yes.
And I had bought GA tickets. So then my friend and I were like, is it worth us upgrading to VIP?
How much was that upgrade, if
Bro,
you don't mind me
asking? It was like $150. And I think I already had paid like $250 or $300 for the tickets. So I think that the upgrade like made them a lot of money because they must have not sold
That's crazy. VIPs.
So they let it sell like a couple of days before the festival.
Yeah.
And I also bought bus transfer tickets because I had a look on maps at where the thing was. And it, in Perth, it'd be the equivalent of like Red Hill Auditorium up in this in the
on
hills,
the hill, in
like
the hills.
Like in Melbourne, you have to catch Dandenong Station all the way from Melbourne to Dandenong.
I was gonna meet
you,
but I remember I just ended up getting into an Uber because I was like, I refused.
But it was just the most outlandish area.
It was,
and
quite
then once
desolate.
You got to the train station, it was like 20 minutes from there on a big freeway. Like, bruh, it was.
I'll be honest, that was crazy to me. I thought it would be like in a really well-known like metropolitan area. It was literally in the smack bang
middle
just
of nowhere.
They found
but that
bush.
Might have been just to like for noise control and because there would be so many people, but it was really inconvenient
it
to get
so
to.
It was so inconvenient.
Whereas
but at least there was
Perth,
reception. There was reception.
But in Perth, it was at Claremont and like you just get off the train at Claremont
Easy.
And it's right there.
Yeah.
There was literally 30,000 people there.
Yeah.
Crawling everywhere. VIP was still packed.
Yeah.
If you turned around in VIP, you were boxed in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, like
that's true.
It wasn't like special. Maybe if you go earlier, you get the benefit of like watching, going to the toilet, watching, going to the bar.
What time did you arrive?
I missed Tinashe because of the long
commute.
Are you
serious?
Yeah, so I came like late. Like I came at Lucky Day. Oh no, Magic Jordan.
I feel bad. I mean, I feel bad for Tinashe. No one gave her what she what she's worth. Like, she... Mm. I was there for
She's awesome.
But anyways, keep going. Sorry.
I think Melbourne crowd was the best. Melbourne crowd was really good in terms of energy and singing all the songs, not just the popular ones, and, like, entertaining with the DJs and, like, just being a good crowd. I'm glad I was in
Party Next Door said that, just saying.
Yeah, I know. Because
we were
the other
favorite.
Crowds were so bad.
They were
the
dead.
Gold Coast one looked so bad.
Did you see that photo that Fella put up? He's like, we beat Sydney.
Yeah.
Thing.
We,
I was like...
We shit on Sydney.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I reposted it on TikTok. It was so funny.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I loved Party Next Door and his dances. It was awesome.
Who was your favorite act of the Who's your favorite artist of the night?
Well, I am like a very my sister and I are really avid Summer Walker fans.
Of course.
And I loved her. She kind of gave nothing at some points with the like she had tonsillitis or whatever she had.
Bless.
She had something wrong with her throat. And but Session 32, I was
That's
dripping
your jam.
Makeup Aww. Dripping that song like ooh don't even but in besides her because I knew I was gonna really love her Lucky Day
he was awesome
Lucky Day was so good
so attractive
when he took his at first he took the jacket off and I was like damn then he took the shirt off and I was
like double
my lord,
whammy bro
oh my lord oh
double
my lord
whammy. I know
and he can sing
and
the songs
can,
are catchy
I know and he was vibing with the crowd
I was.
Loved him.
For real, guys,
awesome.
Don't sleep on Lucky Day.
Don't sleep on Lucky Day.
Oh, downside was that twice they, like, artists brought another artist from the tour on stage and the microphone didn't work.
That was really embarrassing. It was Majid
Jordan and
Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, and then Bryson Tiller and Summer Walker.
So, Bryson Tiller
and
Majid Jordan.
Didn't work.
Yeah, their microphone, that was, and they didn't, they were just bopping. Like, they didn't even tell.
But I don't think that they could tell from the stage that the mic wasn't on. And people are like waving.
So we missed out. We missed out on those features for sure.
I think they fixed that for Perth. So Perth got that at least.
I think it was just a Melbourne set thing.
But I was glad. I mean, I came with a friend from WA.
Yeah.
But like I didn't have to see no musty people from WA. Because I know that all the musty people was at the Perth one. And I'm so glad I didn't have to see them, be judged by them, talk to them.
Exactly.
I was
forced
so
to be
glad.
Talked to them.
I'm so glad I knew nobody and just made friends
good.
There, you know?
That's awesome, Cersei.
How was your experience?
We'll get into like the deep dive. Just my general experience. We both went double denim. I think I saw your Instagram. That was so random. I went double denim. You went, like, a lot of people went double denim, which I love.
There were some awesome fits.
I love
them.
And hair. I know. I was standing next to these Somali girls. they were just, they were the sweetest. But they were so beautiful. Like, I was like, how are you guys? Where's the TikToker that, like, takes videos of everyone's outfits? Like, where are they? I just want them to, like, zoom on them. So they were so, and, like, everyone in Melbourne, I'll be honest, like, so sweet. Like, I had no issue with the crowd. But then there would be some times where I just want to whack some follower in the face. Like, just because he was being, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, my general experience was good. Like, I was VIP. I only went VIP because I was like, oh, it'll be a treat to myself. It'll be fun. And I wasn't going to, I went alone. So I had that, I went into this knowing I was going to go alone. I just wanted to experience a concert, a festival alone. Worth it. Everyone should try it.
Safely,
of course. Like, don't do things
don't
like,
drink,
don't,
maybe.
Don't do anything unhinged. Yeah. Don't be foolish. But, me knowing I understand myself, I know my limits and stuff, so I knew what I was getting into. But, yeah, no, I loved it because I was making friends, I was vibing and saw a few people from Perth, but it's all right.
Boo.
Boo. But I loved it. I honestly thought, as you mentioned, it was like a really good crowd. Everyone was turnt. Everyone was getting lit. I went for Bryson.
Mm.
Who also made long who set. Also pointed at me. His was set. His was the best though. Yeah. In terms of like some like I feel like people went for different people, like Party Next Door, etc. Guys, I was so like I lost my voice the next Fair day. Enough. I had no voice for a week and I came home and had to explain why. And I was like, I'm not sick. I just was screaming.
Yeah.
I lost my voice. So it was many so songs. Good. Oh my God. So I loved good. It. I think my top would definitely be Bryson Tiller. He's a king, an icon. I was at the front. I was being annoying. I just nudged to the front.
Fair enough.
Where I was near the gate. And then Bryson came on and I just shoved the girl in front of me because she didn't know the words.
There were people around me that didn't
That's
know the
so shame. Don't came on. That's the only song she knew. And I'm like, get out of the way. You don't know anything else. And I literally told her, I was like, look, like, I just want to stand at the front. I don't know if it was adrenaline in me. I just shoved her. I think I yanked her by the hair.
Oh, no.
Imagine my short. She was tall. Girl. I was like, imagine my short ass just grabbing a girl.
No, some people like get really aggro. Like, this girl started trying to swing at my friend.
Why?
And we're in a mosh.
Wait,
because
why?
Because she was like, she just got grumpy. She was like, stop shoving me. I'm like, fucking use flash. We're in
Are
a big
serious?
Pool of thousands of people.
That's disgusting.
And she started screaming in my friend's face like, I hate people that come with that kind of attitude.
You're at a festival, like, be, like, mindful. Everyone's going to shove and push, bro.
Yeah.
It's not that.
That's kind of the unfortunate reality. God.
That's insane. Yeah, I was instigating. I didn't.
You're lucky. No one hit you.
I know. But I explained. I said sorry, though. Yeah, I can't hit someone and not. I was like, sorry, I flew from Perth. Like, I want to see Bryson. Yeah. And then she was like, okay. And then she went to the back with her friend, but they were giving me dirty looks. I don't care. At least Bryson looked at me.
Oh, that's so
my
good.
Life was
Stick
made.
Up for yourself.
My life was made. Bryson looked at me. Party Next Door pointed at me during Recognize. I think that was because I was pointing at him. I was like, bro, look here. And then it was like during the time guys, Party Next Door wants me. I'm sorry. I've been doing this for a long time now, but like I've been literally been like bragging about it since Melbourne. But I was like, guys, he pointed at me and said he wants me.
Shut up.
No, let me show you the video. Oh my God, and I'm gonna play it out loud. What was his favorite? What was your favorite? Like,
it was
song?
Treasure Rugs because I was looking forward to that. Like, hate to be basic, but I really, really was.
It's the best song. I was looking forward to
Sex on the Beach was
Loyal.
Good.
Oh,
there's so many good
There's
ones.
So many bangers. I was looking forward to Loyal. Wait, let me start again.
Girl, that finger was there for a while.
It was. Wait.
Also, the live bandy ad was really good.
Really? The drama?
Like, yeah, the dance. Like, props to that whole team. Like,
I know.
They had good teams. I was going to say, because you said TikTok, Melbourne is a city crawling with, like, mid-tier TikTokers.
I know.
Like, I saw so many influencers that
them?
I know at this festival and then at the markets in the city after in my trip. Like, I saw so many. And then later when I was on TikTok, like, the next day, I saw
you
this girl.
You TikTok?
Well, I saw a girl just, and she had millions of views. I'm like, why do I know this face? It was a girl that was next to me the entire time at the festival.
Mm.
Like, they're just everywhere.
That's insane.
Everywhere.
They have, it's like the biggest city to navigate, but like you still see people you recognize randomly.
I know. I saw
quite small. Algorithm.
It's yeah, algorithm. I think so. And just like the where you are, your location, it yeah. would just show you.
That's crazy.
But I was like so shook. What a place to be, living in the middle of the hills and the
sea. It's so real to me that I get to chase my dream. My friends and my family, I mean. Did you beef with anyone? Did you tell me this?
No, I was saving it for this. I was debating whether or not to say this because
I don't want to get sued either.
No, because I took the mature route in this situation. And I feel like me speaking on the podcast is being immature about it. But I mean, it's just for laughs.
You're taking accountability.
And hopefully this person doesn't listen to this podcast because I don't really want anything to
Look,
do with them.
Look, we would preface by saying, guys, we just started up. Like, we're still new to the podcast game. Please don't sue us. Like, don't get involved.
No, I'm not worried about getting sued. I'm worried about the onslaught of hate that I got.
Wait, is this serious?
No, it's dead serious.
Oh, I thought it was like a little like...
It's well, okay. It was meant to be funny. So...
Wait, if this is serious, can you get comfortable? Freaking out.
Oh my god. So obviously the breaks between the artists were really long.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Between 40 minutes. Bryson Tiller and Summer Walker, the DJ's playing music or whatever, yeah. and people are rearranging the stage. Mm. I'm standing next to a couple same people. There's a guy next to me, he's going, oh my god, that's Summer Walker. It's just a black woman in a white dress. Like a random black woman. And I know what Summer Walker looks like. She's the whole reason I came to the festival. I'm looking at her going, are you silly? God. That's not her. I'm seeing he's texting his family on his phone, like, oh my god, it's Summer Walker. She's right there, like filming this girl, this backup singer who's standing side of stage on her phone. And I'm like, do you think Summer Walker would be standing side of stage where we can see her texting in a plain white dress? Anyway, I say to him, that's not her. And he goes, what do you mean? What do you mean? That is, look at her. I'm like, yeah, I know what she looks like. That's not her. He goes, okay, well, I'll bet you $50, that's her. Like, when she starts singing, if that's her, like, you owe me $50. And we shook on it. And all his friends saw, and my friends saw, and I'm like, okay, $50 then. Uh-huh. And I knew I had won it.
Obviously.
So then, when she pops up for her set and starts singing, and he realizes that it's not her, I took a 0.5 video, and it was the most funniest thing. Like, you fucking idiot. Like, oh, sorry. You... I'm sorry. I'm actually getting angry.
Oh my god!
Like, you dumb idiot.
Did
like,
you on video? You were calling
I got
him out.
It on video. No, I got it on video. Like 0.5 reaction, and his jaw was on the floor,
I
was pissing myself laughing because I'm like, you idiot. Of course, she wasn't standing right there. Like, she got better
dumb
things
dog.
To do.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes, fine. Shakes my hand. I'll give you 50. I'll give you 50. Give me your like pay ID. Mm. I was like, bro, the set's on. Just like wait till after. Mm. Then obviously after her set finishes, the second it finishes, everyone stampedes out, and we all leave, and I got separated. And it wasn't a big deal. But you know that whole trend of like, oh my God, I saw this guy at a cafe, like, Melbourne, find this man.
Find this man.
I did that. Like, I put on my TikTok, like,
Melbourne. Wait, I saw this. Yeah. I was so confused. I didn't question it.
I was like, Melbourne, find this man. Like, he owes me $50 because he thought Summer Walker was, this random girl was Summer Walker. And it was, for the most part, jokes. And I didn't get many views. I got like 10,000 views, but like, no new followers.
She says just 10,000. Barely.
No, but like, no new followers, no one really interacting besides like a couple of my friends. Mm. And that's usually what happens. You get on a For You page, but like I did not get anything from it. And then I woke up like 2 days later to like a spam, like I got a big message on TikTok. Like two big messages on TikTok and a comment on my video being like, he's trying to reach you, like check your Instagram DMs.
Oh.
And it wasn't in my message request. It was in hidden messages because it was considered an abusive message.
That's how you know.
So I didn't even see it. And what had happened.
Wait, can you read it out? Is that legal
wrong, yeah.
or is it wrong?
But I'll give you the essence.
Okay.
Anyway, what had happened between the festival and this day was me going to the football in the middle. And I had posted about the football on my story. And so,
are you public on your Instagram?
No, but my Instagram's linked to my TikTok. So
people
were sending him the TikTok. Mind you, he doesn't have TikTok, so I don't think he knew the trend.
What a loser. He thought someone walked on the side of the stage.
People were sending him the TikTok, and then they obviously got my Instagram and sent it to him, and he messaged me and was like, I just woke up to everyone sending me the video. How dare you post on your story about the football and not just message me and ignore my message? And I'm like,
Brilliant.
I literally was gobsmacked. He was like, if you're that desperate and that much of a clout chaser, I'll just send you the $50. And I was like,
it's a joke.
Okay. First of all, it's a joke. Second of all,
deep.
I don't need your money. Mm. Third of all, it's not that deep. fourth of all, why are you coming for me? And fifth of all, I'm not a clout chaser because I got no clout from this. Who are you?
Period.
Period. That was my thing. I just wanted to be like,
good, good.
Clout chasing. Girl, who are you?
He got himself into a mess.
Brev has a Snapchat filter on his Instagram account photo, has his thing on private and no posts.
Sis, he's weird. He's weird.
You know who it was giving? You know who it was giving.
I know who it was giving.
And it's just not cute. Like, I was like, clout chasing? You got to have clout for me to chase it.
Exactly. And, like, girl, he's been weird.
So I was gobsmacked at the TikTok message was pretty angry. The TikTok message was, you posted and you went to the football and you didn't respond to my Instagram.
I think the world evolves around him.
Yeah. Like, sorry. And then you know what I did?
Stupid.
You know what I did?
What did you do?
I said, look, thinking of, you know, at the time it was Ramadan and I'm like, I'm not even Muslim, but I'm gonna breathe and I'm gonna spread love and peace. It's not the time. And I wanted to say to him, it's Ramadan.
Have some respect. It's a time, it's a month of just relaxing and respecting
people. But that's
people.
I went to the bloody market, ate some tonghulu.
Good.
Breathe, breathe, breathe. Mm. And I wrote a very eloquent and polite message back. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't realise, da 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 da. I don't need the 50. I don't need to profit off someone who's upset from what I've done.
Period.
I did. If I wanted to be sneaky, I could have been like, legally, I'm allowed to film you and post it because it's in a public area and I didn't profit off it. So legally, I don't have to take it down, but I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to let you stand on your pedestal and tell your big story, bro.
Period.
So I took the video down. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I don't want money off someone who's upset. I'm here for my 21st from Perth. I didn't see your messages as it was in hidden, which I hope gave him the hint that it was in the abusive messages section. and that I woke up to all those like kind of abusive messages from random girls who are his friends, I'm assuming.
Are you serious?
And then he had a very big change of heart after my positive message and was like, I'm so sorry. It was my fault for making a bet. I'm so sorry for all the people messaging you. I was overwhelmed, rah, rah, rah. And I was just like, he was like, you were low-key going viral. I was like, I don't know what viral means to you, babe.
10,000 views is viral.
Not really. When I didn't gain a follower off it or no one knew commented on my photos, I was like,
I think
people sending him the video when he didn't have TikTok made him think it was much bigger than it was.
Oh, he sounds delusional. He thought he saw Summer Walker on the side. That's like the Lulu in a nutshell.
Well, that's why I was upset because he was such a cool guy at the festival. But yeah,
it
was giving pick me. It was just giving rude. And I'm just like, it did teach me though, if you pause and just respond level-headedly and kindly, people will hopefully check themselves. That was a beef that like partly ruined my Melbourne trip and I was like, I didn't need to feel like people were coming for me in Melbourne.
Exactly.
You don't want like
ops in another
if
city.
If I ever see that uneven beard in Perth, I ain't nobody's friend. Don't wave at me. If you hear this, don't wave at me. I don't know you.
Well, I mean, this person is in Melbourne. He has no access to you here, thank God. We're in the second most isolated city in the world.
Period.
But ew, what a delusional little dog. Disgusting. Okay, well, I'm so happy that you handled that with such grace and it changed the way he... Oh, you just showed me the profile photo. Oh, and like the cat... What's the bio? Is that... Yeah, he's giving...
Damn, you shall not be named.
Just gross. He's just giving gross. I don't know how else to put it.
I don't know. Stand up for yourself, people.
Yeah, guys, don't let anyone walk over you. And if you're in an IJ situation, remember, like, it's not your fault. It's always, I just don't understand how delusional someone could be to think that you're a clout chaser and that you're trying to, I think people like that just don't like their ego bruised. It's kind of disgusting.
Or, you know, there's people that are trying to live a low-key life, like,
yeah, nobody, on purpose.
You know, like, yeah. I want to be mysterious, nobody see me, nobody know what I'm doing, nobody know what I'm up to. And then I go, like, putting you on TikTok, like, oh, sorry to burst your bubble.
Exactly. And when he doesn't have TikTok himself.
Yeah, and, like, I had to say, like, you know, you're not filming. You know, there's people that think they're recording and the button's not pressed. And I had to be like, oh, you haven't pressed the button. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, ew, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Ick. That is enough to put bile in my mouth. That's disgusting.
Yuck.
Anyways, festival, bye, bye, bye.
Bye, festival, bye. That's why we... You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Whangai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker. Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna.
Our artwork is by my sis Lavinia Nijolia McKenna.
Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Wajak Noongar Boodja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never ceded.